Praise be to God. Would you grab your swords for a moment this morning? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Everybody there? Let's read verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Let your neighbor say, man, you in the flesh? I don't regard you. The Bible says, no flesh, oh glory. You in the flesh? I don't want to know nothing. Stay away from me if you in the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, in this arena, in Christ, it means that you are walking in divine order. Amen. It doesn't mean that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior and you're just doing whatever you feel like doing. He said he who's in Christ is in divine order. This is very powerful because we got to grab hold of this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ in divine order, he is a what? A new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become what? New. That is why the promises of God are released. Because you're in divine order. When you begin to confess this, listen, you can confess all scriptures. If you're out of order, ain't nothing happening. The purpose of the scriptures is to get our butt in order. If we're out of divine order, how do you expect God to move? If you're fellowshipping with sin, how do you expect God to move? Sin, listen, when you're on divine, not in divine order, you're in sin. That means sin is the presence of evil. So that means that you're associating with the presence of evil. Somehow, some way, there's touching agreeing with evil, and it's causing you to come out of divine order. And then you cannot proclaim the promises of God. Does everybody understand this? So what happens is we repent, don't we? So that the blood washes us and we get back in position. Is everybody with me? Now, in positioning, it means that God is getting us into a place where everything is in divine order. He begins to put you in divine order, where he is number one. Not your family, not your job, him. Him. If he is not number one, you are in idolatry. Well, that's kind of rough. Yeah. That's what the word says. He says that you are your, we're our worst idols, aren't we? So if you want to do just your will, then you're out of divine order, aren't you? The only way to be in divine order is to do the will of the Lord. Has everybody got it? And when we're in divine order, then we can proclaim that I am a new creation in Christ and all things have passed away. You know why some people aren't healed yet? Because they're not in divine order. Has everybody got it? You know why things happen to some people in the area where they haven't had a breakthrough yet? It's because they're not in divine order. You cannot proclaim, I am a new creation in Christ, old things have passed away, and all things have become new, unless you're in divine order. Listen, I went after my visitation from the Lord, I was out on bail, I was sentenced to life at the age of 20, and I was going back to prison again. I had a mandatory four-year prison term to do. I had to do a minimum because I got caught with dope, guns, and a bodyguard. He ran because they were looking for him because he was wanted for murder. But before I went to court, the Lord visited me, delivered me, healed me, and told me he'd be my attorney. I walked away from sin, got in divine order. He was my number one. I went before the judge. I wanted to tell him, man, that wasn't me that did that stuff. It might have been the same fingerprints, same ponytail. But it wasn't me. Because I was a brand new person. I was a new creation in Christ because I was in divine order now. Of course, the Lord told me not to say that. He said they'd probably put you in a nut house. So I stood there. I didn't have to say a word. I proclaimed that I was a new creation in Christ and old things had passed away. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I got a new mind. I got a new heart and I got a new spirit. Everything in the old is gone. I am brand new. And I stood before the judge and he looked at me on a mandatory four-year prison term. and he cut me loose. He doesn't know why. He can't understand it. Because I didn't go before a man, I went before my Father. And he said, son, you're a new creation. Go. Go, sin no more and serve me. And I've been doing that for 18 years. And to God be the glory. Amen. Listen, the Holy Spirit quickened me to this just now. This is not a part of our teaching today. But I'm sure it always implements into our same arena. Because God is in divine order. And many of us, we've got to stand on that word. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. Remember, the enemy can only attack you from your past. He can only attack you from your past. So you must get in divine order. And in getting in divine order, you must break ancestral curses. You must break emotional attachments. There are certain things that we must break from us so we can continue to go into new. Is everybody with me? Is everybody okay? Praise God. Go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Everyone say, I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Because I'm washed by the blood. I'm healed by the stripes. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. And I'm armed and dangerous. Look out, devil. You don't have to come after me. I'm coming after you. Yeah! Verse 10. Let's speak it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now he's going to tell you. He says, listen, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And this is what I'm going to ask you to do. In verse 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the trickery or the strategies of the devil. How many of y'all know that the enemy, there are demonic forces that have been assigned to you in your life? They have been assigned to steal, kill, and destroy you.
But I'm a believer.
Well, the devil is no respecter of person either, you know. And because you're a believer, he's on you more. Because he's trying to prevent you from you knowing who you truly are. He's trying to prevent you from knowing the truth and the power of God. He's trying to keep believers religious. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. How are you going to build your faith if you don't read the word? It's impossible. Faith is not an emotion. Neither is love. It's a choice. And verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the what? That means put on, man. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? With what? Withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Now listen, he says, be strong in the Lord. By what? Putting on the armor. The armor of God that is protective. It is a protective attire to stand against Satan's strategies. Put on the armor to withstand in the evil day. So we are going to stand and withstand. Everyone say stand and withstand. So we are going to stand by putting on the armor of God, aren't we? Amen. In other words, he said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might by putting on the armor so that you can stand. Then he says, put on the armor to withstand in the evil days. How many of y'all know we're in the evil days? That is the days of evil. You will need to have purpose and strategy. Everyone say purpose and strategy. Purpose, now grab hold of this. In other words, when you withstand, that means that you're going to need to have purpose and strategy. Because you, when you stand, you're standing against things that are coming against you, and you're standing for something. When you withstand, that actually means standing with. When you withstand something, you are resisting what's coming against you because you're standing for a purpose and a cause. Is everybody with me? So in this, this purpose comes from a source of belief, doesn't it? Purpose comes from a source of belief that causes a righteous, that carries, excuse me. Purpose comes from a source of belief that carries a righteous cause of truth. I'm going to say this again. When you have purpose, it comes from a source of a belief that carries a righteous cause of truth. This is expressed by means of a relationship. It's expressed by the means of a relationship with whom the cause is for. It is expressed by the means of a relationship with whom the cause is for. In other words, you are no longer fighting for you. You are fighting for a purpose and a cause. Because when you stand, you are standing in a battle. When you withstand, it means that you're standing with someone. Is everybody with me? So I'm standing with Christ because I'm no longer fighting for me. I'm fighting for his cause, for his purpose. Has everybody got it? I'm fighting for his cause and his purpose, not mine. And what the enemy tries to do is tries to get you to start fighting for yours. And we'll go more into that. Verse 14. Verse 14. Let's speak it. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you are be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, this is powerful because he says, stand against the unseen forces of evil. You're standing against the forces of the unseen evil. Amen? By dressing your new self, not your old self. The old self is the offspring of darkness. The new self is a new creation in Christ. The old self can do nothing to please God. It must maintain its crucifixion. That's why those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. And if you're led by the Spirit, the old man is crucified. Is everybody with me? So on this, he's saying you are to dress your new self with the full armor of God. Now, the full armor of God are attributes and characters of Christ. If you'd see it, it's truth, isn't it? And didn't the attributes and character of Christ overcome the devil? Amen? He overcame Satan's tactics and temptations and strategies. He overcomes them, and you overcome them with truth, righteousness, with the message of repentance, which is the message of salvation. It is peace between man and God. You overcome with faith. It says the helmet of salvation, which is the mind of Christ. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the anointed word. And the seventh armor of God is known as prayer. Prayer. But he says praying in the Spirit. It means praying in tongues. So praying in the Spirit means that when you pray in tongues, you pray directly to God. So you're praying directly to the Father. The same way Jesus prayed. Everything that you see in the full armor of God is associated with the same attributes and character of Christ when he was here. Has everybody got it? So for me and you to do this, it allows me and you to press in with boldness. We are to press in against all odds of Satan's tricks, strategies, and tactics. So you are to press in. You're to press through and press on. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. When the Spirit shared with me this morning, he says, my people need to withstand. And he began to express to me that so many times they were trying to withstand in their own strength. Because they're standing by themselves. They're not standing with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 7. To withstand. Now, if the devil ain't bothering you, it's because you ain't doing nothing. The devil don't bother me. Oh, he's got you bound. He's got you so bound you don't even think he's there. The devil don't bother me. Of course not. You're not doing nothing. And verse 7, let's read it together. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Hello. We are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. You know how many people run when things start to happen? It's because they're standing in their own strength. They're not withstanding because they're not standing with the Lord. Everybody got it. So what they do is the reason why people run is because they can't stand. So the only thing that they know is retreat. And retreat is not victory. You do not advance the kingdom of God in lost battles. You advance the kingdom of God in victorious battles. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go a little further. In verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what it is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. We are hard-pressed by unseen forces of evil, but we stand for a purpose and withstand with a righteous cause. We stand for a purpose and we withstand with a righteous cause. Amen? Because we stand with the person, Christ, which allows us to withstand. Again, we are hard-pressed. Now, there are areas that we're hard-pressed. You ready? Your first hard-press with your old man. Yourself. This is not your old spouse. Or your old boyfriend or whatever. We are not talking carnally. We are talking spiritually. So your first hard press, in other words, things that are you've got to press through. The first thing you got to press through is yourself. Amen? Why? Because that is the offspring of darkness. The next thing we have to press through is with the lust of the world or the influence that the world is always coming against us. So you got yourself and you got the world. Amen? And the third thing that you've got to press through is demon attacks. The demonic attacks. Amen? So again, the first thing is pressing through, because you're hard pressed against the old self. The second thing is the influences and the lust that is impressing you from the world. And the third thing is that the demon attacks, or the demonic attacks by demonic forces and evil spirits. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 to withstand. So in the area of withstand, it means that you and I are always to press in, press through, and press on. We're always pressing in, pressing through, and pressing on. Has everybody got it? But if you're not withstanding, in other words, if you don't stand with a cause, you don't stand with the purpose, not yours, his, then you're not standing with him. You will not press in, press through, or press on. You'll always be stagnant. The enemy will always come to steal, kill, and destroy. He puts limitations on our life. He tries to push you into an arena of religiosity with your own strength, self-justifications, pride. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Let's speak it, please. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelries, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of us, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are what? Lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of what? Any. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to bring you under the power so that you come under your own power. When you're going under your own power, you're under his power. Has everybody got it? The only power that you and I have is the presence of God. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not the power of you or me. Has everybody got it? It's the power of Christ. Amen? So don't allow the strategies of the unseen evil forces bring you under their power. They bring you under a power that causes like almost a trance. And what it does is promote self-will instead of the will of Christ. Self-will. And what, see, one of the things the enemy loves to do is make you think that what you're doing is okay. Why? Because he convinces you, well, you haven't been caught yet. Well, God's not done anything yet, so I guess I can continue doing what I'm doing. Well, that's just plumb dumb. That means that there's no relationship if you think that way. There is no relationship at all. That's called religion. See, there's a required relationship that the Lord has with me and you. That's where we always see him before us. Amen? No matter what we're doing, whether it's in front of people or behind closed doors, there's a relationship that you know he's always there. And see, if that is not established, then you cannot withstand. Why? Because he is not standing with you, nor you standing with him. See, you first must stand with him, then he stands with you. The Bible says, grab hold of God, and he grabs hold of you. Draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. Amen? So there's this place that we must come to withstand. That means we stand with him, and no matter what. If you're standing with him, he's always there. There's no separation. Nothing. There's no separation at all. There's no justification for what we do. And when we make a mistake, we repent. Amen? It doesn't mean that you go out and willfully sin. You do not go out and willfully have association with the presence of evil. You don't do that willfully. You do something by mistake, like if a hammer falls on your foot, you say, oh, shift. You know, you may say something. And then, but immediately, because he's right there in front of you, oh, Lord, sorry. It's like you stepped on his foot. Excuse me. Because you're that close with him. Or you bumped into him. Oh, sorry to me. Because you have that closeness of a relationship. Why? Because you're standing with him. What are you standing with? You're standing with his purposes and his causes. And you're standing up for them. So you're no longer fighting for you. You're fighting for him. Philippians 3. You know why people get in arguments? Because they're fighting for themselves. They're trying to prove whose flesh is stronger. My flesh bigger than your flesh. And no flesh, all glory. So we are new creations in Christ, and all things have passed away if we what? Withstand. Amen? That's if we're in divine order, we're going to what? Withstand. We're going to withstand the evil forces that come against us. We're going to kick butt. We're going to tear down. We're going to cut off serpents' heads. Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already what? Attained or am already perfected, but I what? I press on. Now listen, he first had to press in, then he had to press through so he could what? Press on. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind.
Hello.
Behind. See, self must be behind you, the old self. Because the devil can only attack you from behind. He attacks you from your past memories. So he says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward those things which are what? Ahead. That's because they press in, press through, and press on. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to what? To you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us what? Let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Wow. Let us be of the what? Same mind. In other words, have this mind of Christ in us so that we can press in, press through, and press on. Because we stand with Christ, we withstand all things. You know, people lose sight of the battle and begin to battle for self. Amen? And the cause of self is promoted by the influence of the unseen realm. People are always in the arena where self seems more important. Jesus came to lay down his life, didn't he? That's why he said, if you want to be a disciple of mine, you must first deny yourself. That means take off the old, pick up the cross, put on the new, and follow him. Amen? So in this, what you're doing is you're pressing in, you're pressing through, and you're pressing on by denying yourself, picking up the cross, and following him. Amen? Why? Because you're standing with a purpose, and you're withstanding with a cause because you stand with him. You're no longer fighting for your will. You're no longer fighting for your purposes and your cause. You're fighting for an eternal purpose and for a cause of a person that stands with you when you stand with him. Is everybody okay? Yep. Praise God. So again, We're no longer battling for ourselves. We're battling for him. And only in victorious battles is there advancement. Amen? Only when there is victory is there advancement. Other than that, we allow the enemy to set limitations on our life. Go to Psalm 109. To withstand. Psalm 109, verse 1. Let's speak it. Do not keep silent, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. In other words, where are they attacking you? In your thoughts. Amen. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I what? I give myself to prayer. I give my new self to prayer. Why? Because without prayer, you cannot withstand. Listen, your pastor and your Bible studies can't rescue you. That's all it does. The Word of God will always bring you to God himself. Because there's a lot of people who can quote scriptures and even page numbers and are still going to hell. Only the relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ can rescue you. Has everybody got it? That's the difference between religion and relationship. If you're depending on someone to rescue you, you can't be. I can't rescue you, and no one here can rescue you. The only one that can rescue me and you is Jesus Christ. That's it. You can't go on to shirt tails of your friends and family and so forth, or your pastor. Only the Lord can rescue you. Others can only direct you to the Lord. That's it. Amen? Only the same thing when evangelists and prophets and so forth and all the offices of the body of Christ can't rescue you or me, but they can tell us about one who can rescue us and give testimony of that one and show us the weapons that we can utilize. Help us with the strategies and the tactics. That's why the Bible tells us that we're to gather to learn or to be trained up so that we can battle for the cause and purpose of Christ Jesus. Amen? But it starts with, I give myself to prayer. In other words, I didn't run to the phone, I ran to the throne. I gave myself to prayer. See, he went to the source, not a resource. I gave myself to prayer. Oh, praise God. Prayer allows him to come so we can withstand. Because we stand with him when he comes. Amen. Go to Matthew 26. To withstand. So when you see the word stand and withstand in the Bible, it's going to mean have another meaning to you. Matthew 26, verse 40. Let's speak it. Then he, Jesus, came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? The flesh represents the old self. The spirit represents the new creation. Has everybody got it? So the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That means that you got to take dominion over yourself. The old self. Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink of it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. How many of y'all know the devil likes to put you to sleep? Did you ever notice that you read any book, you don't go to sleep, but you read the Bible, and next thing you know, you're fighting sleepiness? Because the unseen forces are coming against you, but you must press in, press through, and press on. Man, I'll tell you, it's amazing because I talk to people, they say, Man, I can't read the Bible. Man, it causes me to sleep. But I can read anything else. Man, I pick up the newspaper. I can read it for days. I pick up the Bible. Poof. Well, is there a reason for that? I guess it's just boring. No, stupid. It's because the enemy's attacking you. Pull out the sword. Go to the throne. Maybe you need to pray before you read the Bible. Hello. Don't be offended. Be corrected. Verse 44. So he left them. Hello. Look at, he said he came and he found them asleep, for their eyes were heavy. You know what he did? He left them. See ya. I thought you were willing to follow. And he came to his disciples and So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And then he came to his disciples and he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise and let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Now, this is something powerful because Jesus had to pray three times. He first had to press through himself, amen, the influence of the world, and the influence of the demons that were attacking him while he was praying. Look at, go to Luke 23. But the only way that he could press in is because he withstood. Why? Because he stood. The Father stood with him, and he stood for the cause and purpose of the Father, didn't he? Now you and I must stand for the cause and purpose of Christ because we must stand with him. Now we know that Jesus continued to pray. Luke 22, verse 44. It said that being in agony, he what? He prayed more what? Earnestly. Then his sweat became like great what? Drops of blood falling down to the ground. Jesus sweat blood. Why? Because he was overcoming the flesh. He was overcoming. He was pressing through. He was pressing in, pressing through, and pressing on. He had to overcome the influence of self, the influence of the world, and the influence of the demons that were walking around him, trying to convince him to walk away from this cup, walk away from this cup, walk away from this cup. Doesn't he try to do that to you? Doesn't the enemy try to tell you to walk away from the will of God? Oh, it's just too hard. Yes, the Bible says it's difficult. The path is narrow and difficult. But the Lord says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things through Christ who strengthens you. Because you're a new creation in Christ and all things have passed away. I want to go to Samuel chapter 12, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Now the Jews, the Israelites, they complained to God. They were complaining to Samuel. And they wanted a king because they did not want God to be their king. They wanted someone they could see. Even though God revealed himself in thunders and lightnings and fire and clouds, you know. I mean, hallelujah. He sent them food from heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like they needed somebody else. But they grumbled and complained, and so the Lord sent them a man, and his name was Samuel. He was the first king. And in verse 13, Samuel was the prophet, Saul was the king. In verse 13, now therefore, here is the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired. And take note, the Lord has set a king over you. If you fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and do not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then both you and the king who reigns over you will continue following the Lord your God. However, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you, as it was against your fathers. Now, therefore, stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is today not the wheat harvest? I will call to the Lord, and he will send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking a king for yourselves. So Samuel called to the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, pray for your servants to the Lord your God, that we may not die, for we have added to all our sins the evil of asking a king for ourselves. Then Samuel said to the people, do not fear. You have done all this wickedness, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all of your heart. And do not turn aside, for then you will go after what? Empty things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. See, when people turn aside from God, they go for somewhere else for fulfillment. They turn to the things of the world because they're not withstanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 22. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him with truth, with all of your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king. Whoa. So they chose a man instead of God as a king. These were warnings from the Lord that they stand. These are warnings from God right now that we stand. In other words, king represents rulers. I mean, does everybody understand? What's happening right now, even in this country, the rulers of this country are trying to get people to depend on them instead of God. People, even in the body of Christ, are accepting the government as their king instead of the King of Glory. They are looking for the government to provide for them instead of the King of Glory. It's a terrible place to be. And they will not only lose their king, but their lives. 1 Peter chapter 5. We must withstand. That means stand with him, with his purpose and his cause and not ours. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 6, therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Resist him what? Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So you're going to resist Satan's tactics and tricks and strategies by standing with Christ. Amen? By standing. You're fighting for his purpose and his cause. You are withstanding because you are standing with him. And if you're standing with him, he will stand with you. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Go to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And we'll close here. Psalm 34, verse 8. Let's speak it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want, or that word means lack, to those who fear him. That means reverence, respect, and honor. Listen, if you fear him, you stand with him. It says the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. So if you're lacking something, it's because you're not standing with him. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Oh, hallelujah. Very vitally important. We are in a transition, and in this transition and shift, we've got to be able to withstand. Amen? We must withstand. That means we are fighting for the cause and the purpose of him, not our own. You are no longer fighting for your life. You have surrendered it, and you are fighting for the life of Christ. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your encouragement. And we thank you for the truth. Let us put your truth into practice, because those who practice truth are free. And let us be a sign and wonder that your name will be glorified, and that others will know that you are with us because we stand with you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.